Today, we're going to talk about grounding, balance, and change. This is Aratima. After we were born, in the early stages of babyhood, we were very much at one with our core, with the luminous eternity within. As a baby, you slept most of the time because you were really more at home in your own vastness and you had to still learn how to function in the world. What happens is that our parents play a particular role. They're there to initiate us into the way of things, relating to the surface of the world, the surface of reality, that we're at that time as a baby actually not able to perceive yet. But slowly, slowly, this comes into place. Just the mere physical presence of the parents draws the baby's attention away from this inner reality, from eternity within. A smile of the baby gets lots of approval, and the baby begins to ground itself on the world of visible things. The parents, the food, the diapers, the teddy bears, all these things become familiar means for the baby to identify with and to feel safe and at home. Now, this is in itself not wrong. It's necessary and it's planned to happen, and we're very grateful our parents did that for us. They played a very important role to help us orient ourselves in this physical world. What is missing, though, is the fact that the parents who initiated us into the sense functioning and coaxed the baby's attention towards the outside, that they do not remember nor relate nor know about that internal core eternity of the baby or their own. So this leads to a forgetfulness of the innermost. And as a shadow or veil, this forgetfulness begins to cover up this inner reality. And the baby, sooner or later, begins to forget who she or he really is. So instead of adding the dimension of the outside to the inner depth of being, the baby is now trading the inside for the outside reality. Very soon, in fact, quite early on, we can see this in children, how intensely needy, bored, or confused they have become. We rarely see children contently resting within themselves. We know that the baby has joined the world of separateness by forgetting its inner core reality. And the parents' response, because they don't remember anymore how to truly redirect the child back to the inner reality, the parents mean well, and they respond by redirecting this boredom or confusion or unhappiness towards other outer things. Instead of pointing inward, the attention's being pointed outward. And the child begins to learn the reality of polarities. There's things that make the child happy and things that make the child not happy. Because the outside world is a system of good and bad, of this and that. So along the way, we learn also that we're a good or a bad boy or girl, that we're good or bad at this or that. And our vast inner treasure house of being the totality becomes intensely narrowed. And it will include certain traits and skills, but also excludes a vast array of what we think we're not. So we find ourselves stuck in a particular conditioning. By the time we're adults, we've become tied up in a lot of things. We learn to ground ourselves primarily on our gender, on our home, on our country, then later on our car, our partner, our looks, our culture. We ground ourselves on food, on our pets, on everything that makes us feel good. We also ground ourselves on negative things that motivate us in certain ways and drive our actions and purposes. As long as those factors remain temporarily in balance, we feel somewhat secure and normal. But because we lost the inner changeless reality, we need those outer securities to remain in order to function in a sane way. But as nothing remains the same, we're not really that secure, and we can sense that. Because we have seen over and over again that time erodes realities that appeared so real once. For example, earthquake, a hurricane, a loved one dies. These things can trigger deep sense of loss, shock, and sometimes a sense of insanity. As a result of time, the movement of life force through space, our lives, body, things, circumstances, are in constant change. We exchange the inner changelessness of eternity with material things on the outside. We shifted our fulcrum of change and changelessness slightly and profoundly. We exchange the true changeless with things that actually will not remain. We know that. We really truly know that. And we are frantically trying to make our lives more secure. Life insurance and such things. So the base chakra is not grounded directly anymore, right in the nexus of reality. But it is connected energetically with those things that are material, emotional, thought, ideas. All these things are things. In regards to change, we have a love-hate relationship. Let's talk about that. When we are in a situation that we really like or love, we don't want it to pass and we resist change. So we either ardently desire change or we strongly resist it. We love change when we get bored or feel stuck or uncomfortable. May it be a flu or a job we don't like, a conflict with a family member, a flat tire or things like that. We want that to change. Those things we don't want to experience too long and we ardently desire change. We feel stuck or get bored. So because we have tied ourselves up on the outside with things that is not really reality, true reality, we are incredibly inflexible. We cannot make change happen because we don't really know how. This forgetfulness is like a veil that keeps us from seeing what's really going on. We can't see the dynamics we're caught in. All we see is a reaction to this stuckness, how those things are really owning us, that we're caught. The job we want to change, it appears like the job is owning us and we can't get out. It feels like the flu is owning us and we can't get away from it. We don't see that we actually are grounded on this play of opposites and that we have to yet again shift into the center of it, right into the fulcrum of this play of two opposites. Because we have forgotten, our parents did not keep it alert, activated, and real in us. And that's not their fault. It's just perfect the way it is playing out, but we are here to remember. So change is a constant in life. And we have noticed by now that change is more common in present times in regards to the fundamental areas in life than maybe 100, 200 years ago. People back then, in general, had the same job, remained married to the same partner. They fed and raised their children much the same way they were raised. But overall now, we've become extremely flexible in those areas, way more flexible than our ancestors. We do move around quite a bit. We marry several times and change jobs and careers more than once. Yet we still have to allow for fundamental change at the heart of being. As we become conditioned into the separate state of being and we do not know how to ground ourselves onto the inner core, we experience change as threatening and not being in our control. And so it gives rise to much suffering and fear. And this sense of being helpless and being at the mercy of circumstances is what really keeps us from feeling truly secure and also happy. Because the conditioning into the separate state excludes the access of all the inherent talents and abilities that we don't know we actually have. So here we go. One day, our car breaks down, or our house gets swept away by a storm or fire or broken in, or a loved one gets injured or even dies, or simple things like the events of having wrinkles appear in our faces. In those moments, we have a chance to see on what we are grounded on. Because you will notice a reaction, a dislike of it. So if we allow ourselves to notice that we're grounded on a particular something, we can gently remind ourselves that this is one piece and it's not really who we are. We are the totality and not a fragment. So we are the totality, not a fragment. And because of that, we don't have to push away that particular fragment. By seeing that we are the totality, by knowing that, we're shifting back into the core. It's that moment we can recognize it, moment noticing the resistance, understanding that you are the totality, not a fragment. This is what loosens up the contraction and consciousness. So we must learn to remain in balance so that change can happen. Otherwise, we become destabilized. As long as we are grounded on the car, on the house, etc., we are not truly stable. So we need to learn to discern what is real and what is not real. Our inner core is real. And also we can say that everything that is outside, perceivable by the senses, but all at once, that which is seen and unseen, the totality of everything, that's also the core, but it cannot be perceived all at once. Hence, you always only perceive fragments, and the fragment is not the truth. We become familiar with it through meditation, which is the practice of recovery of our own inner core reality, the polarity processing technique, the shadow clearing, and the inquiry of what's really real. And also by actively living in the world and grounding and trying out how clear we are, how awake we are, and really try out to walk in this hall of mirrors and see if we can recognize the reflection and not get caught in it. So on the way to enlightenment, we will go through many, many changes and much more rapidly. This is what we're trying to do. Useless identifications which make up that inner shadow or veil need to be dissolved, so that our inner luminous nature can shine forth. So let's go through the different steps, what we need to do. So number one, we need to see when we're grounded on the unreal. We need to give up our resistance to change. We need to ground ourselves on our inner presence, the neutral observer. We need to be impeccable in our lives. It gives us energy and power, which results in being able to hold our balance and poise so that it becomes possible for us to flow with the changes, because the changes are energy we're engaging in, so we have to be strong. We need to trust and work in tandem with our higher self for guidance. We have to refrain from judging the situation and keep trusting in the wisdom that's embedded in change. So on our way to the enlightened state, the core state, we will go through many, many, many changes, many different egos. Our identity will dissolve and reintegrate over and over again. We have to become comfortable with this change and not fear it. As the deeply conditioned ideas of who you are become eroded, become more fluid, and reintegrated into your inner core, we really feel more secure and grounded in our own self, which is the true and unchanging ground of being. And from this ground of being, from it comes forth what is needed at the time and returns to it when something is not needed, in a very natural and light way. So we do not cling to something anymore because we are our own ground of being. We don't have to cling. It does not need effort to be put into place, this particular ground. It also doesn't need to be removed. It is what it is. It doesn't have a substance. So it's not like getting a car or getting a house, and then once it's outdated, we have to use effort to get rid of it because we're attached. We have to work on detaching from it. It's not that complicated. It is more of a fluid living. Or it's a place of absolute freedom where life moves through you or life happens. So slowly we recover our lost sense of home, which is the core, and really begin to enjoy change. We begin seeing it as part of our nature, like the trees outside that change throughout the seasons. And we are able to lose fear and anxieties and allow the inner creativity and joy for life to well up again.